Blog Talk Radio. name of Amun is supreme, the all-powerful, the one and only true Lord. And Amun we trust as the Republic of Mentalect, the real 144,000 is being gathered in this day and time, the mentalists, the Amun race, the bright race. Good evening. I'm your host, the intellectual Nevin Minkari, and this is Mentalect Radio. And tonight we're going to be discussing the real reason. What's the real reason why black people are so forgiving about racism? Let me get myself settled in here before I do this. Before I start, can everybody hear me? Before I start, can everyone hear me? I need to know if everybody can hear me before I start. I apologize again for starting late and having a little bit of a technical problem. Okay. You know, it's very key to have an understanding of why so-called black people are forgiving about racism. And that's because when you don't think much of yourself, you think and you buy into the fact that your very being here is meant to offend people, is meant to make you worthy of being treated as an outcast in society, where you don't think that you are worthy to be seen on the level of equality as everybody else, then that's the problem. Because you're not supposed to be seen on the level of equality as everybody else. You see, you're not. You see, people know or they think that they belong beneath everybody. And that is the energy that everybody gives black people, that you belong beneath everybody, that you don't deserve equal setting or equal footing as everybody else. And you know what? They're right. You don't. Black people do not deserve to be treated equally like everybody else. Why? Because you're not like everybody else. I'm going to say this again. People don't hate on you because, you know, you're inferior. People hate on you because they know that you are superior people. That's why they hate you. And it looks ridiculous for you to ask for equality amongst these humans, the Caucasians, the Asians, the East Indians, when you are a supreme people. You are a people above them. You are not even from this realm that they were created on. And they know that. No, all men were not created equal. Mankind was created equal. But man was put on a higher plateau because you, Amun, our men and the our women, you represent that race of beings who were put on a higher pedestal, genetically, mentally, soulfully. You see, all of the above. You were put on a higher pedestal genetically, mentally, soulfully, right? By way of logical and rational thinking, you were put on that. You were put on a higher pedestal by nature. The Amun, because you were projected in the image of Amun, put you on the stage to be placed in a higher state of being. And those who see you from the outside in, those who looking at you from the outside in, they know that about you. But it's because they will never admit that to you, they'll tell you that you are lesser and that you are lower than everybody else, you see, as a form to keep you in your place. Because, see, the humans have to keep you in your place if they want to maintain power. The humans must keep you in your place. Because if they let you get out of your place, if they give you any inch of equality, if they make everything, put everything on an equal playing field, like, you know, if they do that, then what happens when you put someone on your level, when you give them the same access to things that you have? Eventually, and those people are already perfect. You see, these people are already perfect in genetic material and looks and everything. And carbon coding, you know, these people are already perfect. So what happens when you put them on the same level as you? These people will, you know, shoot past you. They will bypass you, you see, and it won't be no need for you no more. See, you, in order for you to keep things in an even tail or even to up on an even keel, You got to deny these people who have so much more. I said this the other day. Why you think nobody is, how you say, nobody is, you know, sad or nobody feels any kind of way, any sympathy for so-called black people when bad things happen to you? Because nobody does, because they look at you and they still see you as a supreme people. You see, this is why when things bad happen to you, they might try to act like they sympathize, but they really don't, because you're not their kind. They do not sympathize with you. You see, they see you as a supreme people who they hate. You see, they hate the fact that you are a supreme people. Again, you do not hate up, you hate down. See, these humans are very jealous people, and they notice everything. They're very nosy people. They notice everything. You don't think, what do you think all the disgust and the vitriol, you know, word I use, vitriol now, right? What makes you think they have all this disgust and vitriol toward you? You know, you think that comes out of nowhere, that's for no reason? That's not for no reason. Because they sense the power in you, the soul in you, the energy in you that they do not have. You see, they sense it in you. They feel as though they have a legitimate reason to hate you, to be jealous of you, to be envious of you. You see, how they say, you the niggas they love to hate. They love to hate you. They love to deny you. They love to get together and watch you suffer, because every time they look at you, they suffer. They sit up here and they hate you. What kind of sick mentality, think about this. What kind of sick mentality makes people just look at you and hate you and you've done nothing to them? You see, the same sick mentality that has an ugly girl that looks at a pretty girl, like a beautiful, breathtakingly pretty girl. An ugly girl looks at her, where she going with her? And the girl, the pretty girl, got a nice body and whatnot. She just don't have to do nothing. She don't have to work out, nothing. Like, she just looks good, and she has beautiful skin color and everything. She can't help the way she was born, no more than the ugly girl can help the way she's being born. But the ugly girl is always going to hate on her, will always hate her. You think that if the ugly girl got any chance of denying the pretty girl any opportunity in life so that she's on a higher setting, you think she's going to do that? You think she's going to let her have equal footing as she has? Or is she going to deny the pretty girl? You already know the answer. She's going to feel like, well, damn, I don't look as good as her, but I'm going to make sure she stay on a lower level than me if I got the power over her. I ain't going to let that bitch get on the same level as me. That's how the Caucasians feel about you so-called black people. But y'all interpret it as, I'm not worthy enough. I'm not good enough. You ever had these simple-ass Negroes do, especially these Morehouse, HBCU, I got to prove my worth to white man Negroes? A lot of you fucking Caribbeans are that way, man. Raw and uncut, just for a little bit. A lot of you Caribbeans are that way. Y'all say shit like, just like that coon Donald Glover, the actor, we have to prove our worth to these white people. We have to prove our worth. They say stuff like this. See, because the idea that they don't get that the reason why these Caucasians dislike you, dislike your presence, the only time they like you is if you being a coon in the Sambo, or you being like Donald Glover, or Danny Glover, or any of these Glovers out here, these Negroes in Hollywood. You see, he don't mind being hand gloves for the beast. You see, unless you being a moist coon, a queer coon, a Sambo and a buck dancer, and they notice you ready to kiss their ass, they don't feel comfortable around you. They don't like you, especially if you know who you are. See, when you don't know who you are and you ready to kiss their ass and bow down to them, they love you. They'll have you around and whatnot. You, they black friend. They love that you acting like that, but they don't like you. They love that you acting like that because it makes them feel good about themselves. See, white people and all the rest of these humans will only like you around when you make them feel good about themselves. You soothe their insecurity. See, because when you are in your right state of mind, you confident, and you don't need their approval. You don't need their their validation. When you don't need that, that's when they can't stand you. Because, see, you did the unforgivable. You had the nerve to be born supreme, and you had the nerve to know that you were supreme. That's a problem. See, they know that you're born supreme, and they hate you for that, of course. But how dare you be supreme and know that you're supreme? They call you an uppity nigga. It's uppity nigga. I didn't think a nigga could be uppity. I thought a nigga was low down and dirty and all this other stuff that y'all say about these niggas that you hate so much who've done nothing to you. But like I said, neither is when the pretty girl, she done nothing to the ugly girl. She could be nice as she want to be to the ugly girl, right? But the ugly girl going to still hate her. The ugly girl will still hate her very existence because every day she got to look at the ugly girl. You know what I'm saying? She got to know. Every day she looks at the ugly girl, I mean, every day the ugly girl looks at her, she got to know that she's lacking. What's wrong with me? Why didn't I have the same equal chance as she was? Because that's how they look at you. They feel like this. Well, it's not equal because I wasn't born with that great carbon, that great suntan that you Negroes got. I wasn't born with that nice Afro-y puffy hair that I like to call nappy, that just to deflect away from the idea how beautiful I think it is. Because if they didn't think it was beautiful, why the hell they always want to touch your hair when they come across you? Why they always want to touch your hair? They done seen you a million times. They done seen you for hundreds of thousands of years. They done seen these afros and everything. Why the white man got to rub your head? You know how they got to degrade you, but they really want to touch your head like how these crackers do. They want to rub your head for good luck. You see, or the cave woman. The cave man want to rub you black man's head, and the damn cave woman want to touch you black woman's hair because they jealous. They know their hair is dog fur. They know they got the same hair as the dogs, as the animals. They know they get fleas and ticks. They know they can't really style their hair because it's so dead and slank. They hate their hair. They try to put some kind of, sometimes they'll put a perm and something in it to try and make it become frizzy like yours. You see? But meanwhile, trying to make fun of you by having dark skin and frizzy hair and whatnot, or frilly hair and thick lips, but then they're getting lip injections. They're getting butt injections. They're getting perm their hair. They're getting tans on their skin. And meanwhile, you Negroes going in the opposite direction. You whitening your skin. You putting damn dog fur on top of your head or having it laced up in your head. You see? You backwards. But this is the mentality that y'all have. This is how you see yourselves. This is what you think of yourselves. You don't think much of yourselves. That's the problem. You don't think much of yourselves, you see. And because you don't think much of yourselves, you think that you bought into the whole idea that you are inferior as a people and that you got to prove your damn worth to these cave creatures, these cave beasts, these animals on two legs. They got y'all all screwed up. They got you trying to be equal with cave beasts, with two-legged animals. They got you trying to be equal with two-legged animals. And again, this ain't me being racist. This is what they own scientists said about the human race, that they are a race of animals. And y'all thought for the longest time humans was the top of the food chain. Humans was the top mentally, physically, the top, the humans. No, they're not. No, they're not. See, because another species is on Earth. Another species of being is on Earth. Another race of being is on Earth. And they are the Aman race, and they're falsely being called black people. Like I said, a lot of you have become black by default because y'all have such low self-esteem. You have such a coon Sambo mentality that you really think you are black people. You think you are the lowest. You bought into the fact that you're subhuman and that you got to always get a white friend, like that coon Cat Williams said. You got to get a white friend. You need some white friends in your life. You got to kiss white people's ass in your life in order for you to make it in the world, to be considered this. You don't see the white people talking about, we got to get some black friends. You don't see them saying that. You see? Because they convinced themselves that they better than you. They've convinced themselves that they better than you. Even though they know it's a lie deep down inside, they don't feel that way, but they have convinced themselves, and they needed a system in place to convince them that they're better than you. They needed a system that went constantly against you and put them in the forefront to make them feel better than you. They needed a whole system, a whole government that worked against you in your country of all places that they came in and set up. And you know what? Y'all went for it. You went for it. You fell for that. You allowed these people to make you hate yourselves. You allowed these people to make you hate your hair. You allowed these people to make you hate your skin. You've allowed these people to make you hate your very state of being. That's why y'all have no problem with racism. You think you deserve to be treated race put racism put on. You think you deserve that because y'all don't think much of yourself. You think your hair is nappy and your skin is black and you too dark and your lips is too big and your nose ain't right and you're ugly people. Y'all think that. Meanwhile, you letting the real people who are the most unattractive people on earth, these damn humans with their dog fur and their pale recessive skin and their no ass and no having features, you let them tell you, let these people, these recessively genetic people tell you that you are unattractive. Your skin is unattractive, that you're not a great people. You see, you allow these people to judge you. You allow them to judge you. That's why you in the predicament you in. You allow these people to judge you. You let them be the ones over in judgment over you. That's why you in the position you in today. This is exactly why. You let these people judge you. You let these people validate your very life on earth. You'll do anything for these people. And you would think that our people with such supreme genetics would think more of themselves. No, unfortunately not. You would think that they would think more of themselves. You would think they would look in the mirror and be like, well, damn, my skin is beautiful. Damn, my hair is beautiful. My skin is rich. My features are full. You see? You would think you'd see that, but you let them do the looking in the mirror and tell you, no, those features are ugly. Your lips is too big. Your nose is too wide. Your skin is too dark. Your hair is too nappy. And they kept saying it over and over and over again and making cartoons and movies, making negative references to you until they got you to believe it and the world to believe it. They programmed you into hating yourself. That's why you have no real problem with forgiving racism, because you think that you deserve it. You think that you are an ugly race of degenerate beings, so much so that you love them more than you love yourself. You'll sit up here like the good example of Judge Mammy, the one who hugged that white woman who shot the guy Botham John. You see these two coon Sambos, the brother and the judge and the bailiff, they hugging the white woman that killed this man, put him to death. Because, see, that so-called black man's life didn't mean nothing. That white woman going to jail for 5 years or whatever, that meant everything to them. That black man who got his life taken by her, so-called black man, his life didn't mean nothing, not even to his own brother. See, because these niggas are programmed under a submental spell, under a subliminal, submental, and subhuman spell. That's why they feel that way. That's why they forgive racism. You see? It's like, oh, white man, white woman, human race. We know we the low lives of the human race. We know we're lowly. We know we need to prove our worth to you. We know we need to bow down and kiss your lily white, pale asses. You see, we know we need to worship your image. Please, please let us be worthy enough to worship your image. Let us be equal with you. Let us live by you. We'll do anything. Even if it takes you killing some of us, even if it takes you raping our women, even if it takes you disrespecting us, we'll do anything to be down. And that's really how you niggas think. That's really how sick you are. And I call you niggas for real. Because that is a nigga mentality. That's the real nigga mentality. Oh, we know you don't lynch us, but we ain't going to fight back. We not going to put you to death. We not going to seek revenge against you. We know y'all done killed our people, raped our people, and we just going to keep eating your shit and taking your shit and just taking everything from you. Because, see, this we deserve it, see, because we black and we ugly and we don't deserve to be treated like people, like a supreme people. Hell, we don't even deserve to be treated like a people. Y'all see how y'all treat each other. That programming and that programming is so hard on you. Y'all even look at yourself the way white people look at you, with disgust and hatred. You even look at each other that way. Oh, that black bitch, that bitch too black. Oh, that nigga too dark. Look at black ass nigga. Look at nappy head, that nappy headed nigga. Nigga, that's how y'all talk about each other. I don't want no black ass babies. I want some babies, some light skinned mixed race babies. That's what I want. That's how y'all think. And they planted that in your head and you program that way. You're really programmed with that sickness. You see? You're programmed with that sickness. That's why you always forget. Look at the people. Look at the people. And when the white boy Dylann Roof shot up the church, oh, we forgive you. You killed our family and everything, our loved ones, but we forgive you. We don't want you to go to jail for the rest of your life. We want you to get out and have a chance, you know, relatively young man, to get out and kill more black people if you feel like it. Just don't get caught next time, okay? Jesus loves you. What more proof do you need? These Negroes stay on their knees to a white Jesus. So what that tell you? What that tell you how sick these so-called black people are? That's why when I say Mentalek is not for black people, because this is for a proud, bright race. This is for a proud, bright, supreme race. This ain't for no black, darky Negroes who think that they got to prove they worth to a bunch of damn cave animals, a bunch of two-legged cave beasts. This is what you want to bow down to. This is what you want to lay down with. This is what you want to inseminate you so-called black women. This is what you black men want to put your seed into. Cave beast. These humans. And you wonder why you in the position you in. You wonder why the Most High turned his back on you, why the Amun turned their back on you. You wonder why. Because you've sunken so low that the Amun can't even, they can't even conceive of you Negroes, man. You've sunken that low. They don't recognize you. That's how low you've sunken. To kiss the ass of the animals. To worship the animals. You might as well be worshiping pagan gods, because those represent the animal, the beast of the field. You might as well. You worship in the image of animals. That's what these humans are. You always trying to apologize to them. You always trying to explain yourself to them. You do a lot of explaining. That's the coon sambo when y'all really under that program. You really under heavy programming. That's why y'all hate yourselves. That's why you worship the image of the beast. You see, and they focus this heavily on you, not on nobody else. They focus it heavy on you. Why was it heavily focused on you? Because you are the best. What did I say, y'all? What did I say the other day? Y'all simply the best. You see, you're simply the best. They know you're the best people. You see, they know. Because why? You know how you know you're the best people? Because everybody hate on you. That's how you know you're the best. Who don't hate black people? Tell me, who ain't racist against black people? You tell me. Everybody loved the white man. You see? Everybody hate the so-called black man. See, everybody loved the so-called white man because he cast his image as being an image of love, even though he done screwed everybody out of their land and everything else, the East Indians, the Asians. He done did everybody dirty, but they still kissed the white man's ass. Why do they kiss the white man's ass who done them dirty? He's done the Asians dirty. He's done the East Indians dirty. He's done the Africans dirty. He's done you so-called Latinos, you wetbacks and all you other people who love the so-called white man, you damn spicks who trying to run across the border. He's done all of y'all dirty, yet you still kiss the damn caveman's ass. You kiss the white man's ass. Why? Because he promotes himself as Jesus Christo, Jesus, God, all that. And y'all get down on your knees and kiss his ass. You get down on your knees and kiss his cave, dirty, disgusting, cracker ass. Flea-bitten, sexually transmitted disease-having asses. All these humans. But you so-called black people who ain't did nothing to each other, you do more harm to each other than you do toward anybody else. They hate you. Why? Everybody hates you. Why? Because you always going to hate the best. When you're not the best, you're going to hate the best. You see? You see, Pete, that's how you know you're the best, when people hate on you. Unfortunately, in this three-dimensional realm, when people hate on you, you know you're the best. You see, the people who are the same as you, they love you. That's why they all love the white man. Because no matter what dirt the white man do, then they always going to love the white man, because they're the same as the white man. They can never hate the so-called white man. The Asians, the East Indians. You Latinos, y'all all got the same animal genetic in y'all with the white man. Y'all all got the same dog straight hair. That's why you can never truly hate the so-called white man. You can claim you can hate him, but y'all really don't. Because he really don't hate y'all. I told you, with him, it's business with y'all. When he did what he did in China, when he did what he did in damn India, when he did what he did all over to his own human brethren, that was just business, man. That was business. With you Negroes, it's personal. With everybody told you, when it comes to you, it's personal. And the personal is that you are the only personified beings on earth, and they hate you because you cast such a presence. Just your presence alone is powerful. Your presence alone, you make people uneasy, man. You so-called black men, you walk in the room, you make everybody uneasy. Everybody's looking at you. Ain't nobody, when the white man walking around, nobody looking at him. When the East Indian, the Asian walking around, nobody looking at him. Ain't nobody paying no attention to them. That's why they such good criminals. That's why they can steal so much and whatnot, because ain't nobody paying no attention to them. You niggas come in the room and something happened. They already looking at you like you did it, and you ain't did nothing in the world, because they already thinking in your mind, oh, you know, this nigga got such presence. Maybe he scares me. This nigga scares me. His black image, his dark image or whatever, it scares me. So he must have did something. You ain't did nothing. You see? You get people naturally pay attention to you. People naturally pay attention to our people. Nobody pay attention to these other people. You see? And I told you, the only reason why this country and any country got flavor in it, from the Latin countries to the so-called Americas to UK, the only reason there's flavor in the goddamn planet, the only reason there's flavor, the only reason there is life. Flavor is me just another way of me saying life. The only reason there's life here, there's any kind of energy here, is because of our people. I told you, even social media, the only reason social media is popular because black people made it popular. Don't nobody care about what white people talking about. I mean, they got a few documentaries and stuff like that on there and whatnot. You know, people will watch the documentary. That's cool. We watch it for that. But most of the entertainment and, you know, what people talking about is black people. Don't nobody care about what white people talking about. Don't nobody care about these Asian people talking about. Most of the time, they trying to act like you. You see? Even like, and you know, I'll repeat something that Tariq Nasheed said, and I agree. A lot of you so-called Latinos, I'm talking about you Indian-looking Latinos, not bronze-skinned Latino brothers and sisters, but you Indian-looking Latinos with the straight hair like the so-called white man. See, y'all like to cop this whole idea of racism because you want to be down with the white man so bad. A lot of you so-called Latinos and Latinas, you want to be down with the white man. You Indian-looking ones with the straight hair, even though y'all not Indians. Y'all got East Indian mixed in, y'all. Y'all got some of us mixed in. You got some of the white mixed in you, but you'd rather be down with the white folks. But then when you want to do something like rap, you want to do hip-hop, or you want to sing, so then you want to talk or act like y'all niggas then. You know, you want to talk about that black grandma, that black abuela you got. You want to talk about your black grandma, you know. But like Tariq Nasheed said, all the stuff that's fly about y'all that people like about the Latinos is the black in y'all. You know, your features with the thick lips and the broad noses, that's us in y'all. If your women got ass and hips on them, that's all women in y'all. The music that y'all dance through, all of the tango, all that, all the stuff, all those dances and whatnot, the food, and all, that's us, man. That's so-called black people. Plantain, all the food, the music and whatnot, the Latin jazz, all that's our music. That's us. The drum and all that, the drumming and all that, that's us, man. That's us. That's Mesoamerican stuff. That's you mixed in. That's us mixed in your genetics. That's what make y'all fly. Without that, y'all just be bland and bland, flat ass white people, no features, no flavor having ass white people, man. And that's really what y'all want to identify with. But and the white man, for the most part, lets y'all believe y'all like that because he want to use y'all for something. But he thinking y'all is a bunch of niggas too, man. Even though you're not our people, you're not. You see. But like I said, you so-called black people have a heavy, heavy, heavy spell on you, program on you to make you hate yourselves. You hate yourself so much you think you're worthy of abuse. You think you're worthy of racism. Because how do you get a bunch of people to march down south? How do you get a bunch of people to march down south and get spit on, get bottles thrown at their head, get busted in their head with bottles, get dogs sicked on them? Y'all want to be down with these people that bad? Are you out of your goddamn minds? How do you even convince people to do that? And ain't nobody fighting back. Ain't nobody grabbing no guns. Ain't nobody ready to put these damn animals in down, put ladies' animals' asses down like the way they laying you down. Nobody ready to get up. Nobody got that fight in them. Nobody want to, like I said, you shouldn't even want to be around them anyway. But y'all want to be around them. You think that less of yourself that you're willing to endure that? You willing to endure that? That's sick. That is sick.
that you would, like I said, that you would be willing to endure that kind of abuse. Something's wrong with you mentally. Anytime, like I said, when I see all them civil rights things and marches, people getting called nigger and spit on by these damn beasts, these animals, and y'all sitting up here taking that, I'd be like, the hell with it. We'll build our own school over here. Don't leave us alone. We're not supporting nobody's schools, but we building our own schools over here, man. You see, we don't want to be next up. We'll build our own pool over here. We'll have our own hotel. We don't want to be nowhere near y'all. We'll have our own stores over here. That's what you're supposed to do and maintain them. But y'all want to be around them so much, so bad. Hell, it took a damn bus boycott for y'all to decide, look, we ain't riding the back of the bus. We got to be an old, you're going to be an old 60, 70-year-old man. You got to get up and give your seat to a white boy. And you done paid the fee. He could get up. He want to sit in your seat. You got to give your seat to him. And this is what y'all living with after slavery and everything. This is what you putting up with. An old black man is still a boy. An old black girl, old black woman is still a girl. You see? Stuff like that. That's something that y'all suffer from. You see? And that was created in you. You tell me, oh, it was a fear put in you by the white man not to do this, that, and the third. What fear is that? What fear exactly is that? The fear of death? Y'all been dying ever since you came across these people. You ain't been able to live. You see, you got to live your life in fear. That means you dying every day. Every day you got to live your life in fear. You got to walk on the side of the world where they come. You got to put your head down that dumb shit. I was like, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Really now. But that all come back, like I said, they programmed you heavy in slavery because that's what slavery was meant to be. It was meant to be a form of programming the people. See, because they knew slavery wasn't going to continue to go on forever, but they wanted to make sure when they encountered our people as the Mesoamericans and our people were fighting them and handling, they wanted to strip our people so much and make you, just basically make you a non-existent people, a.k.a. a black people. How do you make a people non-existent without getting rid of them? You just black them out, a.k.a. create a black race. That's what they did. And you don't know why. And because in your state of blackness, in your state of darkness, you don't know why these people do what they do to you. You can't find it in your heart to hate these people for what they did to you, want to destroy these people for what they did to you. You can't find it in your heart to do that. And I'm not saying go out there and just start doing that. I'm saying, you know, it should be in your mind to always know that if that got to be the final answer to save your life or to protect you from these animals, then that's what it is because they are animals. They'll turn around and call you a bunch of animals. And true to form, a lot of you niggas act like animals. You act like them now. You act like animals toward each other, but you're the most genteel people when it comes to them. You're the most gentle people when it comes to them. They children and everything else, but you act like animals toward each other. You see? You act like animals toward each other because you programmed to be that way. You programmed to act like animals, you see. Why do you want to act like animals and whatnot? Because you worship their image so much. So you want to act like them, you see. You want to act like them. There's a story about this guy who was out here. This guy, it was this guy. He had, and they couldn't wait, you know, they couldn't wait to show that. There's some black, so-called black man, right? That's how you know that it made the news, some so-called black man. It was this year, he was working at a veterinarian's office. Who knows whether this story is even real or it's planted, but let's just say it's real. This Negro, he sits up here, some coon-ass looking Negro working at some animal hospital. They come to find out this nigga's having sex with some dogs, and he's got child pornography. Like I said, who's to say if that's even real? But he likes some old moist ass coon and whatnot who want to be around. I told you all that stuff goes hand in hand, right? That homosexuality, that pedophilia, that bestiality, all that weird shit goes hand in hand. And you Negroes, like I said, ain't wanting to follow in the image of the beast. You'll even follow him into a state of degeneracy because had that been a white man, they wouldn't even have reported that. You got plenty of cases that you don't even hear that you just happen to catch on the fly. It was this white guy up here. He raped a bunch of animals. He raped the animal, his next door neighbor's animal, and sodomized the next door neighbor's animal, hung it and killed it. He raped the animal. Sodomy. You see, So, you know, like I said, a lot of y'all have that self-loathing and that hatred for each other, amongst each other, like I said, amongst one another. Y'all have that in yourselves. And why is that? Why is that? Why do y'all feel that way toward each other? Because, like I said, they taught you to feel like that toward each other. They taught you to not value each other's lives, and you don't. You do not value each other's lives. They taught you not to have value for each other's lives. You see? And that's why, that's where you at right now. You don't value one another. You don't care about each other. You see? You don't think much of each other as a race of people. That's why your woman can go after being raped, after being ostracized by the so-called white man, raped by the white man and whatnot, known to be raped by, what does the so-called black woman do? She chooses and forgives the white man and will be in a regular relationship with the so-called white man. Will be in a regular relationship with the so-called white man after he had a history of raping you so-called black women. You see, had a history of degrading you, you'll go and bypass your own natural-born mate to go be with them. That's a sickness in you. That's a sickness in you to even find these people to be an option with you when it comes to who your natural mate is supposed to be. That's a sickness in you. And that's a sickness that was installed in you. And it's still being installed in you today. It's still being installed in you today. It's still installed in you today amongst many of your women and your men. You'll get up here and talk bad about each other and how y'all look and how you talk about each other's looks and things like that. Y'all will do that. And you'll put up a white person over each other, some people who don't even look as good as any of you. You'll put these people's image up. That's a form of programming. You'll disrespect your own kind for these people. You see? For these other race of people, but they won't do that for you. They will not do it for you. They will not set their own people out. They will not put their own people on the sidelines to uplift you. Never. They'll lay with you. They'll freak with you and everything. But a lot of you so-called black people, you happy that they'll do that. You don't see it as just them having gutter sex with you, what they consider to be gutter sex. You see, you don't see it that way. You actually tell yourself it's love. You see, more than just an experience of slumming with these goddamn cave beasts, when really, in all actuality, you're the ones that are doing the damn slumming. It's a come-up for them. It's really a low-down for you, a get-down for you. But it's a come-up for them when they can lay with you. And it's doing nothing but lowering you at the end. But, y'all, again, y'all don't see it that way. See, because you can't teach a bunch of self-hating coons to see the reality of what is. You can't teach them that. Because in the beast they trust, in the beast they love, respect, care for, and would die for. How you get niggas to go out here and go fight for you in the Civil War, the Revolutionary War? I don't get that. How do you get these people to fight for you and risk their lives to die for you in a war? And then these same people are going to tell you after the war's over, you got to go back on the plantation and work for them and serve them. Let them keep raping you. So this is what you fighting to maintain. You fighting to maintain these people owning you. You see, the white man had it so good. He had his slaves out there with uniforms on, helping fight and fight the union so that they fight against their own freedom. That's hellified right there. That, I don't know what to say about that. You fighting against your own freedom. They got you to fight against your own freedom. Shit, soon as I would have got a gun in my hand, I'd be like, "Word, yeah, we let's go fight, master." He turned his back, his head would have been blown right the fuck off, and right along with his family, and I would have kept going. That's just me. That's just the slave. That's just that would have been the 1832 me. That's 1832 me, 1732 me. You know, that would have been me. 1862 me, all that. That would have been me back in the 1800s. You see, and that should have been the mindset of all of you. But like I said, the same coon mentality is still here. The same coon mentality is still here. You see, that coon mentality is still heavy. You see? So much so, like I said, y'all hate each other more than you hate him. You hate each other more than you hate him. You see? What does that tell you? Y'all hate each other more than you hate him. But like I said, you think you deserve all that racism. You think you deserve all that hate. You think you don't think your life is worth anything. Anytime you got to sit up here and talk, you got to prove your worth to another group of people. Are you serious, Donald Glover? I ain't never going to forget you said that on Hot 97. You are a total coon, Donald Glover, Childish Gambino. And most of you Negroes feel that way. A lot of y'all feel that way. Y'all feel just like Donald Glover. So don't feel sad, Donald Glover. You ain't alone. You got a lot of coon, Sambo-ass, ass-licking compatriots with you. You got a lot of people that feel the same way. Don't feel alone, Donald. And I know you do got them. I'm like, damn. I even had to bring up this guy, Vlad, on Vlad TV. You niggas made Vlad a millionaire. But you would did that for a black man? Would you have went up there and made his numbers big like that and made him a millionaire? No. No, you wouldn't. But you made Vlad a millionaire, and he told you niggas to kiss his ass when it came to Minister Farrakhan. You see? Now you mad about Minister Farrakhan. Y'all wasn't mad when you was making Vlad all that money, and he wasn't paying y'all nothing to do them interviews. You see? He's a nobody who made himself a somebody off you niggas' backs. Much like all the rest of these humans, because like I said, everybody think they could come up off your back. Everybody. And you know what? You know why you feel that way? Because y'all want to, like Donald Glover, y'all, we need to prove our worth. We need to prove ourselves to the white people, to these good white people. We need to prove ourselves. We need to prove that we worthy of getting treated like shit. We need to prove our worth, that we're worthy to get stepped on and treated like shit. Be they damn whipping boy and whipping girl and what? We need to be worthy of that. Kiss the white man's ass. It's an honor. Hell, you niggas get y'all push each other out of the way to get your face in his all the way up in his crack. You'll push each other out the way. Especially you black ass bed wenches. Especially you. You love the caveman. You love him. I might do a broadcast. I told y'all the thing about doing a broadcast or something called Caveman and the Bed Wench. You know, I don't know if that's going to be an adult puppet show. I don't know. I'm creative that way. I'll make something funny, an adult puppet show, but a very real one. Or it'll be a broadcast. It might be an adult puppet show. I might mess around and surprise y'all. You know, it'll be on some network I set up on YouTube or something like that. Do adult puppet shows. It's to be funny. But very serious and thought-provoking at the same time. Because you got a lot of ass-kissing coons out here. And, you know, you'll find out that you got a lot of ass-kissing coons amongst your own family. Amongst your own family. That ain't nothing. That ain't no big shock. You see, that always comes out. That mentality always comes out. You see, in some way, shape or form, it always comes out. You see, that's the mentality. That's a strong program on you people. You people suffer from low self-esteem. That's how you could sit up on a goddamn plantation. So y'all didn't sit up on the plantation. That just proved y'all didn't sit on the plantation out of fear. That's BS. They say, oh, you know, black people was on the plantation because they was afraid of a white man and whatnot and all this, that, and the third. And that's not true. That's just not true. You see, y'all do that because y'all got low self-esteem. That's why you do that. You did that because you think that these people are above you. You see? Y'all do that. Y'all went through that because you think these people are above you. You think you deserve to be treated like shit by these people. You think you deserve it. You see? You think you deserve to be treated like shit because y'all don't think y'all worth shit. That's why y'all think you actually think that these white people are doing you a favor by getting you to act in their movies,
by getting them to by getting you to be you black males to put a goddamn dress on. I'm gonna give you the opportunity to put a dress on, you so-called black men, for a damn paycheck. You see, you think it's an opportunity. See, you don't know an opportunity when you see one, brother. See, that's an opportunity. You see that's an opportunity, brother. That's an opportunity that the white man would think enough of you to lay down with your woman, you see, and give all kind of STDs. Because they want a lot. Now they want trying to make you niggas the face of STDs now. They had a nigga woman up there doing a damn. They had a faggot up there doing some nigga fag up there doing a damn HIV commercial. And then they had a nigga woman up there, some liberated nigga woman up there doing a damn herpes commercial. So who are they trying to make the face of STDs? Funny, it didn't start her. The people we knew to be the face of STDs were these Caucasians. The herpes and all these diseases come from them. They don't come from us. A lot of you niggas got STDs because the only guy was sleeping with them. And then your black woman came back. She was bedwinting and out with these white boys. And then they come back and gave it to y'all niggas. That's really how a lot of that HIV started. You see? Like perfect example of that. DJ Who. What's that white boy, DJ Who? Notice nobody talked about that. That went away pretty fast. That white boy, DJ Who, whatever. Look at all the HIV he gave all these black females. Now, if DJ Who was a nigga, you know it had been all on the news. DJ Who would have been, oh, this is the worst individual. He's a low-life scum. He gave all these young girls HIV and whatnot. But DJ Who was a white boy, so you ain't heard shit about it. Now, did you? But I thought it was all these black men running out here with AIDS and HIV giving it to the black women. You know, how about these white boys out here, these cavemen out here, these cave males out here laying with you black-ass bed wenches like DJ Who did? And even that bed wench, what's her name, Akaya, Kia, whatever, the one to my neck and my back, she all hugged up. He probably laid up with her, too. And that's really how the HIV got to a lot of these black women, not through the so-called black man. A lot of them was bed wenching up, especially in ATL. A lot of them was bedwinching up. You had some of these down-low Negroes, too, who was bedwinching up with Becky, got disease from Becky. You see, because a lot of you niggas, you like I said, y'all got that low self-esteem. You got that low self-esteem, and that's what you do. You destroy yourselves at the behest of the so-called white man. You're willing to destroy yourselves. You so-called black women are ready to cut your goddamn face up. I got the picture of little Kim up. I'm sorry I put it up late like this, but y'all got the picture of little Kim up. You see what she did to herself? That's one sick-ass black female right there. You see what she did to herself trying to look like a cave woman? You see what she did to herself? I'm going to put it up here because I was kind of late in getting the pictures up there. This computer's moving kind of slow. I got to have it serviced. But you see little Kim? You see little Kim? I call her little Coon. You see little Coon? Don't you feel sorry for little Coon? I mean, little Kim. You see? You see how she just did anything to make herself like a white woman? Michael Jackson. Half you niggas in Africa now with the bleaching cream. You see? That's what you do to yourselves. This is your life. This is your lives. This is how you see yourselves. You think this is what you came here to be. Because, see, you got to let the white man know that you're worthy. You see, you like putting on white face and acting like these goddamn humans. You like that. You so-called black people like that. You see, you like putting on white face. Even you did it too, Donald Glover. You did it too. You put on white face and whatnot, calling yourself Teddy, some shit. I don't know. You did on that show, Atlanta. Then you was in some picture with a white man. He had his hand on your ass, and he was kissing you and had his hand on your ass and whatnot. Yeah, you play them type of games, man, because, you know, I'm not saying you a homosexual, but like I said, because you got to prove your worth to a white man, I wouldn't be surprised if you done got down for your crown.
for the beast in order to get the crown from the beast. I wouldn't be surprised if you went to one of the mansion parties and was dancing naked on tables for these Caucasian males, these homosexual Caucasian males at the mansion parties, freaking off with a whole bunch of cocaine and poppers. You know how y'all do. You see? Freak you black males out because they know they got a lot of coon-ass niggas that'll do anything for a bag, even degrade themselves, sell their manhood, like a lot of you niggas in Hollywood have done and will continue to do. You are disgusting. No one should take you seriously. No one should listen to you. You the niggas that say, oh, ain't no racism. See, ain't no racism. Ain't no racism. We in a post-racial society. Because that's what your dream is. That's what your dream is, and you'll do anything if the white man tell you, look, you got to just kiss my ass another 20 years, bend over, you know, be more effeminized, you know, stop procreating, go get the jab, go get sterilized, go get your woman. Then maybe I'll think about making you equal to me. Okay. Hell, and by the way, let me call you nigga to your face. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You go as far as to try and look like these people. You go as far as to try and act like these people, react like these people. You see? You'll go that far. You'll go that far to trying to emulate these people in a want and a desire and a need to carry yourself like those people. Those people who have done nothing but destroy you. Those people who have done nothing but take you to pieces as a people, destroy your image. And what do you do in return? You kiss their ass more and more. You do it. Now, some people might say, I'm promoting racism. I'm not. I'm promoting reality. Reality as to how so-called black people see themselves in the world. And that goes, and I'm going to just say it like that. You know, the test was in getting black people to accept Jesus. That was the test of whether black people were firmly programmed by the image of Caucasians as masters and rulers over them. When they got you to accept white Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when they got you to get down on your knees and pray to a God that's white, because that's what they started telling them in slavery, that God is white and that you're being cursed by God because of some sin you did and whatnot. And this is what they fed into your head. And this is another reason why you accept slavery. See, you accept racism and slavery and all the bad things happening because that's still programming in a lot of you so-called black people's minds, which is why they constantly keep the picture of white Jesus up as a programming tool to make you think of yourselves inferior to white people and to also make you think that these people are descendants of God, that they are the descendants of God and they're meant to be your masters. You know, you got niggas that actually believe, I told you I work with an old West Indian coon. Old West Indian coon years ago who actually said our purpose here is to serve white people. I'll never forget that. I've talked about it in previous broadcasts. But this old nigga said that to me, that our job is to serve them. You see, this is our job. It's our lot in life to serve white people. I was like, did they import you off of a plantation? Did they import your black ass off a plantation from 1830 or something like that? You a throwback coon. I ain't never heard nobody say nothing like that. Not even the cooned out, most cooniest coon ass niggas say nothing like that. I was like, no, you here to serve them. I'm not here to serve them. You here to serve them. Oh, he goes, oh, you too. You here to serve them. So get your old coon ass away from me. If you don't get your old Sam, as he was talking to me, I don't even tell people to get away from me. I just walk away from them. He was talking to me in mid-sentence. I walked away from this whole fool ass nigga. You see? Because that's the mentality of a lot of you so-called black people, especially you ones right after slavery, you put up the image of a white God or a white Jesus to represent. I'd rather worship no image. Let God be invisible. Let his son Jesus, whoever the hell he's supposed to be, let them be invisible before I worship the image of a white motherfucker. Raw and uncut. And I'm going to just say that about Farid Muhammad, too. Much as I love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I'm not worshiping no image, no man, or like a Caucasian. I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm not. Sorry. Yeah, I don't care how that make people feel. Oh, he wasn't really white. See, this he was really mulatto. No. I don't want to hear it. If you look like a cracker, you smell like a cracker, then you are, in my mind, you a cracker. I'm sorry. No, thank you. You can keep Jesus and Ford and everybody. I love the message. I love the Honorable Elijah Mom. I'm not worshiping no image of no white man to celebrate no fucking white man birthday. You niggas celebrate enough fucking white people birthday. Santa Claus, who else? George Washington, Labor Day, whatever, these fourth holidays. I'm not worshiping no image of no white motherfucker, man. Roy, I don't care who don't like it. And y'all should be thinking the same way, too. After everything you fucking niggas done been through, you gonna put up the image of a white man to worship? Are you niggas out of your minds? Are you out of your fucking minds? You see? You out of your minds after everything you've been through under these fucking crackers. You want to actually put their image up and talk about that's God on the wall? A friend of mine told me years ago, his father, when he became a 5%er, this back in the 70s, he said, yo, he told his father, he said, you know, God is a black man. You know, he got that from Elijah Muhammad. God is a black man. And his father was telling him, boy, I'll beat your ass. Hold on, don't you know God a white man? This is what you telling your sons.
When y'all put that picture of father, be telling your son God is a white man. I don't care what you say he is. You saying God is a white man. When you put that picture of white Jesus on your wall, y'all saying the same thing, Christian, God is a white man. When you wrap his tattoo, this hippie-looking faggot on your arms, you saying that God is a white man. That show you who you worship. No wonder you got no problem with racism and being treated like shit, because that obviously who you worship. If you ain't worshiping the image of yourself, that shows that you don't think much of yourselves. You see, that's real. That's why y'all don't got no problem with killing each other in the hood. That's why you ain't got no problem. You fear the so-called white man. You won't do nothing to him, but you'll kill each other like it ain't nothing. Because that's how y'all feel about each other. You see? That's how you feel. That's how y'all programmed. You see? Y'all all suffer from that sickness. You see? How the so-called black people are coons and sambos, man, the mass majority of you, y'all worship the image of the beast because, like I said, y'all don't think much of yourselves. You got a lot of self-loathing, self-hating coons out here. And even the ones who claim they're so black pride and black power, black this and black that, they're a bunch of self-hating coons too. A lot of these Negroes are self-hating coons. They want to play that role like, yeah, you know, these niggas are some coons and they some self-hating coons. Yeah, y'all are too. You are too. Y'all think you not? Y'all are too. On some level. You see? If you want that so-called exotic chick who's mixed race or she's lighter skinned or she's closer to white, you a coon, man. You hate your own dark-skinned bronze woman or even bronze women of different shades and whatnot. You hate them because they dark-skinned or whatever. You a coon too. You didn't know you was a coon? You know, I don't like them dark-skinned women. That's just an extension of your coon mindset, your coon mentality. But the white man like your dark-skinned woman just fine. He uses her as a bedwinch all the time. He, if you ain't ready to lay with her, he is. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice, as he said. You ain't ready to lay with her, he is. You see? And she'll always open her legs for him. A lot of you so-called black women, because you think it's a step up. You they going to so nah, ladies, you gonna try something new? Ain't nothing new about that. Ain't nothing new about that. Ain't nothing new about black women being bed wenches. Ain't nothing new about that. Telling something new. Ain't nothing new. That's old. You see, that's old. That's you know, that been going on. See, the self-loathing thing been going on. And unfortunately, a lot of our Mesoamericans, I don't know how true it is, they said at the end some of the Mesoamericans was worshiping the image of these Caucasians when they came across them. They're talking about, oh, these white gods and all this. Yeah, so we had some coon-ass Negroes back in the ancient Mesoamerican time, from what I'm hearing. You see? We had some coons back then, too. Some coon sambos. You see? So that's real. That's real. That's very real. Y'all always going to forgive these people. You're going to forgive them their trespasses against you. All right? Because, like I said, you don't think much of yourselves. You see? You think just because they shake your hand and tell you how much they love you, and you think about that, and you actually believe this. You actually believe that these people have love for you, that they really care about you, and they're not racist. And y'all always looking, you always notice these Negroes, you're always looking for the good white person. You're always looking for the good white person. Okay. Oh, see, he ain't racist. You see, you know, no, Tim ain't like that. He down, see. Y'all always looking for that down-ass good white man. A lot of y'all always looking for that good down white person. See, Brian ain't like that. See, Jim ain't like that. See, Skip ain't like that. You see, they ain't like that. They not like that. See, this, but they all like that. Just because they don't act like that immediately, they all like that. Just get them in that corner. They always got their go-to thing. Like I said, once they get mad at you, they always got their go-to word, nigga. You see, it will let you know, nigga. You see, no, I would never say anything like that. Oh, yeah? Really? No, I'm not like that. I would never say anything like that. Really? Okay. Right. You would never say nothing like that, but you think things like that. You see? You think things like that. You see? They are all like that on some level. Just give them a chance. They'll prove it to you. You just ain't give them enough time yet. You so-called black women, too, y'all really think that, like I said, you think because they'll lay down with you and they'll do all kind of degeneracy with you. You think that that's really love and they don't feel that way because they'll have sex with you. You see? But why you don't think that way when the so-called black man have sex with you? When the black man have sex with you, oh, you just using me for my body and my sex and whatnot. When the white man do it, Tom really loves me. He's not like that. Because you would like to believe Tom is like that because he's the good white person that has mercy on your black soul, your black spirit. You know, it's just such an honor for him to lay down with you. And a lot of you Negroes, like I told, even when that guy Prince Harry got with Meghan Markle, I told you, D.L. Coonley said, "Oh, we're gonna be representing up in the Buckingham Palace. We're gonna be representing up in there. It's gonna be in other words, this nigga said like it was something to be proud of. To lay with these cave people. These common cave people with connections to the damn Nazis. You see? He made it seem like an honor because he's a coon. D.L. Coonley, he's a coon in a sambo. He got all the smoke against black people, but against the so-called white man, ain't nothing wrong with them. He was the one up there calling these so-called black women nappy-headed hoes. Behind that guy, Don Imus, he disrespected those black girls on the basketball team. But that's how these Negroes are, man. You see? They programmed to be like that. That's why I said so-called black race go hand-in-hand with the so-called white race. They go hand-in-hand. You see, they go hand in hand like a glove. I never think these Negroes don't trust these white people don't trust these Negroes. They trust them. They know how they are. They know how they act. They trust them. You see, they know how they are. They know how they act. They know a good coon in a sambo when they see one. They know a good Aunt Jemima when they see one. They know a good one when they got one that's going to work against their own kind. They know that. And it's sad, too, because you don't know who's really, really not like that. A lot of times you got to know that you got people like minds who think that way because you got some – it's surprising how many coons and sambos you got out there. It's surprising. Those you trust in the beast that rolled your goddamn sleeve up. You coons and sambos. You see, you trusted in the beast and rolled your sleeve up. You see, got hit with that damn joy juice. You see? And a lot more of you Negroes are expected to do it. You see? But that's a good thing. Because the day of the coon is coming to an end. The day of the raccoon is coming to an end. We're in that time now. Nobody wants to hear coon no more. Nobody wants to hear any more coon stories. Oh, I was the first black disc. I was the first black person, the first black valedictorian in my high school. All you first black niggas, nobody want to hear that shit from you anymore. Nobody want to hear your old-time buck dancing stories and coon-ass stories no more. Nobody want to hear you worshiping the image of white Jesus or anybody else anymore that don't look like you. You see, and no disrespect to the Nation of Islam. I'm just saying I can't, man. But that's them. I get it. You know, whatever. I get it, but I don't want it. You see, I get it, but I don't want it. And neither should you if you are a people with high morals, high self-esteem, because that's the only people I want with me. I want uppity niggas with me. I'm going to say it just like I want some uppity niggas. I want a bunch of uppity niggas with me who got some self-esteem. I'm going to just say I'm being funny, but you know what I mean. You see, speaking of which, all the uppity niggas, we're going to be gathering in Sunday in Chicago at the Hyatt Regency at 5225 South Harper Avenue in Chicago from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Admission is $25. So come on out, hear me run my mouth and, you know, do what I do. You know. So, yeah. Uppity niggas get in for free. No, I'm just joking. We'll be right back.
Said, you got a lot of low self-esteem having people out there, a lot of low self-esteem having black people out there who feel as though they are worthy of being treated as second class or less than these people here. Things that make us unique, we hate on. We got people hate on our own hair. You're saying we got people that hate our hair. That would make that which makes us different from everybody else. You would think that we would embrace our woolly hair. Instead, we let the white man call it nappy, and then we sit around and call it nappy too. You see, we sit up here and do that. I had a guy. Now I'm quoting this. Now it's a guy from the Nation of Islam who came on my page, went on and talked about, oh, see, brother, originally we had straight hair like everybody else. And then because we got taken, Shabazz took us into Africa, our hair got woolly and woolly and nappy and whatnot, and it started to stick up. That's because we was in the jungles of Africa, but we was originally Asiatic, and our hair was straight like our eyebrows. Stop. Please, 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 please. If that is not some of the most self-hating shit I ever heard in my life, I'm sorry. I don't care if it came through the Nation of Islam, but from Fard's mouth, that is the most self-hating, lying shit I ever heard in my life. You see, that only could come from some white man teaching us that nonsense or some Negro that's under the spell of a white man teaching us some garbage like that. Our hair was originally straight like our eyebrows. And we went into Africa and our hair got nappy. Stop it. Got nappy and woolly, huh? So we was originally supposed to be like everybody else. but we was disfigured with nappy hair. That's the only difference, and our lips poked out. So our features that make us different, because you bought into the lie, whether it was Ford or whoever bought into that lie, that our features, our natural features that separate us from all these humans on the earth, which makes us a race of supreme beings by the fact that we were given features that are prominent from everybody else's, that we were given hair that was different and prominent from everybody else, that we were given a genetic material that did not fall victim to all kinds of disease and things of that nature, not by nature, unless we mixed our seed with them or laid with one of them or been amongst one of them, unless we got exposed to one of them. You going to tell me, oh, that's a curse or something, oh, that ain't right? Man, come on, man. I'm sorry. I can't accept that nonsense. That's foolishness to me. That's straight foolishness. You see, anybody trying to get you to believe something like that, something wrong with them. Anybody trying to get you to believe that we were supposed to be descendants of a bunch of people who were slaves and all this other stuff. And, you know, like I said, our people kidnapped and put in, and again, people that could get you to sit up here and fight to keep yourself in bondage. That clicks in my head. That's why I said it couldn't have been fear. It could not have been fear that kept so-called black men from fighting for their freedom and killing for their freedom. It had to be that Coon Sambo mentality that they got put in their head to think that they're supposed to defer to white people. They're supposed to defer to Caucasian males. No. No, you are not supposed to defer to no Caucasian males. No, you're not. But unfortunately, you got a whole class, and these are supposed to be the so-called upper echelon Negroes who got money, who are supposed to have some sort of form of power. They have to placate the Caucasians. They have to placate them if they want to keep getting their paychecks in Hollywood, if they want to keep getting those roles and those opportunities in Hollywood. They got to do that. They're nothing but a bunch of modern-day slaves, man. They're nothing but a bunch of modern-day slaves. No. Mm-mm. You see, anything that would make our women perm their hair, put poison in their hair, we want to shit light in their skin, that's a sickness, man. That's a sickness. You know, I don't know how people, I seen Little Kim performing on something with Mary J. Blige. She came out there dancing. I'm like, yeah, I actually had two crazy bitches up here on stage, both of them with blonde hair on their head, looking crazy as cat shit. Two crazy black bitches standing up there with blonde wigs on their head trying to out-whiten each other. Even though Little Kim won the award, she out-whited everybody. I just seen that little crazy motherfucker come up. That would have moved away from her. I was like, you something wrong with you. You did that to your face? You really did that to your face and your skin? Something wrong with you. You mentally ill. You mentally ill. I'd have got away from her. I'm a performer up off stage. I don't want to be next to Kim. Something wrong with her. Because she actually thinks that looked good. But that's the sickness in a lot of you so-called black people. That's the sickness. You see? That is the sickness. You see? I'm sorry. You got to be mentally ill. You got to be mentally ill. Something got to be wrong with you. I don't know how y'all niggas, these niggas was chilling around Michael Jackson and whatnot looking like that. Something wrong with you. You see? How you do that to your face? I mean, you spent money for somebody to do that to your face. You mean to tell me nobody kidnapped you and did that to you and forced you to do that? You actually paid money to look like that? You actually looked in the mirror and hated what you was looking at? But then you want us to buy your music and embrace what you talking about? You out your fucking mind, man. You are out of your mind. A lot of you black people are out of your minds. That's the problem. The black race is out of their minds, and they all suffer from this in some way, shape, or form. Because if I see a black female walking down the street looking like that, first thing I think, like I said, she needs help. She needs to seek counseling. You know, and, well, she can't even seek counseling in this society because the liberated black female tell her ain't nothing wrong with her expressing herself, and the Caucasian woman tell her, oh, ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just a hairstyle. You see. So you already know they can't get no help to straighten their mind out in this society. You see, they ain't getting no help doing that. You see, that's why I said ain't no hope for the so-called black race except for the bright ones who come out, but ain't no hope for the black race. They finished, man. They finished. They just as degenerate and demonic as the so-called white race.
Now you niggas finally got equality. There you go. You niggas finally got the equality you've been looking for. You just as equally degenerate now as the so-called white man and just as depraved as the so-called fucking white man. Now you niggas got the equality you've been looking for. There you go. Raw and uncut. Raw and uncut. Because it's been that kind of day to day. These niggas finally got the equality they got. You black females can lay and degrade yourself with these white males and whatnot and get married to them and get a light and let them degrade you and you go freak off with them and they can cast you to the side like a bunch of hoes and sluts. And then you go get with his own white woman. You see? But I'm going to give you AIDS while you at it. You see? That's what you want. That's what you want. Zaddy can do no wrong. Zaddy can do no wrong. You black bitches talking about you divesting. And nobody checking for y'all. I got news for you. Nobody's checking for y'all. No black men want y'all. So if you go be with Tim and Todd and Brad and all of them and let them smut you out like the whores and the sluts you are. Let them smut you out like the nasty black holes that you are. Because that's just what you are. Let Becky call the cops on you dumbass niggas after she gets finished freaking off with you. Let her call the cops on you once she get upset about something. She go through your phone and find some other cave holes in your phone and get jealous and say you raped her. Good. That's perfect. And let the cops come and put their foot in your ass and shove the nightstick up there too. You know, and they accuse you of raping Becky. You know, because she got mad you had one too many cave holes in your phone. You see, but that's the lot of you black ass niggas, man. That's the hell you niggas live in, man. That's the hell you niggas live in. The hell you niggas live in is the that you got to worship the image of the beast and wish you was like him. That's the hell you niggas live in. That niggas like you, Donald Glover, you niggas live your lives to prove your worth to white people. You said it, nigga. That's something you could never take back. He was on the Charlamagne and them show, The Breakfast Club, and he a coon ass nigga too. Like I said, you niggas live your life to prove your worth to white people. Just like you niggas did back then when you fought for it. You niggas was ready to go to war to fight to keep yourself in slavery. You was ready to fight with your slave masters against the people that's trying to, you know, they weren't really trying to free you. But, I mean, anything was a win. If they put a gun in your hand and told you to defend whatever and you could kill, you're supposed to turn your guns on them immediately. You see, you had coon-ass niggas out here fighting to help them keep themselves in slavery. That's how good they got you. That's how good they got you. Signed up for a life worth of slavery, backbreaking work, having your women, your daughters, and raped and sold off and whatnot, having your sons sodomized, whatever the white man felt like doing because you was his property. This is the sick shit that y'all signed up for. And y'all still sitting up here and you want to worship their image. Y'all sick, man. The black race is sick. They're equally as sick as the white race. They're sick. So maybe with a mixture of the gray with the yellows and you know and the browns and whatnot, maybe they'll make a pretty decent gray soup. I think they should make a pretty decent gray race. I think so. I think they'll be pretty good as a gray race. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously these different split off factions of these people, you know, they're not in their right state of mind. You see. But God, let me go ahead and read these questions before we get out of here. What is the real reason why black people are forgetting about racism? Because they think deep down inside they are lower and a lesser people. And they think that because white people treat them with such anger and hostility and vitriol that it's because they're low-level, low-natured people. When in actuality, it's the reverse. They treat you like that because they're jealous of you and they hate that they can't be you. That's really why they treat you like that. They really see you as supreme. That's why you make them feel uneasy. If you're not bowing to them, serving them, kissing their ass, they feel uneasy around you. They don't want you around. If they like, what else are you around for if you can't do that for me and make me feel comfortable by letting me beat you and whip you and shoot you and kill you because I enjoy that immensely. Let me screw your women. Let me molest your children because I enjoy that immensely. They'll say that. That's really how they think. Are they programmed to be this way? Yeah, you so-called black people are programmed to be this way since slavery, since the founding of your HBC coon CUs. You're programmed to want to tell niggas to pull themselves up by the bootstrap, but yet you begging whitey for help. You niggas are coons, man. Why are black people not racist? Because they don't think that they are worthy to be racist. See, racism is selected for a people who see their race as a high level of being. You so-called black people don't see your race as a high level of people, so that's why you don't think you should be racist. You the white man in your mind got to be right to be racist against you, because like I said, he's better to you. In your mind, he is better than you. So he could be racist if he wants to. You niggas, if you ever notice with niggas, if niggas find out you don't like white people, they'll be like, why are you racist? They'll never say that to the white man. You don't like white. Why you don't like white people? And these white people even got the nerve to say, so why don't you like white people? When they find out that niggas don't like white people, hell, why don't you like white people? After all the shit white people done did to black people in this society, they're going to ask, why don't you like white people? Should black people be racist? They should be. They should be. You should be the most racist people on the planet after everything that people done to y'all. Everybody. How everybody hates y'all, but the crazy shit is you love everybody. Will racism ever go away? No, it will not. No, it will not. Even in the gray race, I told you, this sickness will continue. But that's it. We're going to close out the name of Amen by the power of Amen, and Amen we trust, and Amen we thank, and Amen we continue forever. We'll be back here tomorrow night at 10. See y'all tomorrow night. Good night.